This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Going to be
this
all right.
Is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Gillen, Jenny Pumanuka.
Good morning.
Jeff.
Nihal.
And Simon.
Kia ora.
Okay, these globalists have a sinister playbook, okay, lurking in the shadows. They have infiltrated governments worldwide. Their mission is to bring the World Economic Forum, United Nations, dystopian vision of a great reset. Most of this strategy is then geared towards rooting out and eliminating the fearless, those who can still resist the threat the state poses to their freedom. Does that mean to say, if you have courage and you challenge the system, you are going to be an enemy of the state, and
that's
they're going to be looking
that's
to
what happened
eradicate
during the terror
you.
Attacks, wasn't it, Jack, when they terrorized those school kids on the bus with guns and they went around and they raided all the peace activists?
And also here, RWOMA bill is a dangerous assault on faith and freedom and introduces vague terms like hateful conduct that could criminalize religious teachings. The bill also broadens sex-based discrimination, a target traditional view on gender.
Wait a minute, is this that gender bill they've got through the select committee?
I'm not ashamed of being a male, though.
Are you ashamed
of being a female?
No, it's not about that.
What is it about?
No, you cannot. This is the thing with human rights, is it clashes, right? You cannot say to the religious people among us, you can't have your religious beliefs and rules, and then you can't say to the LGBTQ plus peoples, sorry if I got that wrong, we will protect you and go against these human rights bills we've had for hundreds of years.
Yeah, well, it's sort of unity and diversity at the prayer breakfast this morning that they were talking about.
You can't say to religious people all of your teachings are accurate and acceptable in today's society, because if you were going against homosexuals, homosexuality is perfectly legal.
It could be seen as hate speech if you come against
it. Yeah, but you know.
But we don't have to accept this attack on Christian views and on gender either.
Even
because God
India
created a male and female.
Just recently burnt down 200 churches, so they're persecuting Christians in India, in Myanmar, and throughout the world. You know, more than just Muslims being persecuted at the moment.
Yeah.
Mainly Islamic countries are persecuting Christians.
Yeah. Now
so
we also have
Christ.
We have this prayer by Pope Francis,
uh-huh.
which is a wonderful prayer. For the cry of the earth, we pray that each one of us will hear and take to heart the cry of their own people.
Mm-hmm.
Do we take that to heart, the cry? Working for integral human development and for the common good. That's our job. We have to work for the common good.
We do.
Especially
Fantastic.
Caring for the poor and those who have lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Now, when I went along to the prayer breakfast at 6:50 this morning, it was very early, the mayor was there and she opened up the address and I said, well, I don't go along a 15-minute city. So I went up and shook her hand and I had to bless her, basically. And it's very interesting. They were praying for the nation, God's blessing on the nation. And pray for the new Maori queen, Te Pui, because she's a Catholic.
Guess what?
She was baptised by a Catholic bishop.
You and I,
when
I was very pregnant, ran into her in none other than the AA, the local AA motor vehicle thing. And she was just as mana as she looked on that blinking throne.
Yeah.
And I think I started a Māori competition with her.
Yeah?
About how, like, yeah, I come from King Tawhia, and she's like, so do I.
But what I found interesting was a bishop baptised her, and I was sharing some other Catholics about my vision of the Black Madonna down on the Mana Ariki Marae. And she started talking about the Black Madonna from Tirum was supposed to represent compassion and mercy. And then one lady actually shared with me that Bishop Michael, who is my cousin, prayed for her friend before her friend died and heard her last confession. I thought, oh, that's wonderful. I said to them that my father used to pray in Latin when I was praying in tongues. And he'd be praying, Nomina Patris, Filius, Spiritus.
Latin.
Yeah. And he's produced some wonderful progeny because we have a nun and we have a bishop. Mm-hmm. We have myself, who's a pastor, counsellor, community worker in the family. Doesn't it say that these are
wonderful? Where's Jesus in all this, though? I thought Jesus was the only interceder for me, not men.
Do you know my tongues are Hebrew, angelic, and Latin?
Yeah.
I can relate.
So,
are you imploring Simon that it's slightly satanic what they're doing?
Well, I'm just looking at the facts. I mean, they got a man interceding for a man when Jesus died for our sins. Yes, we don't need to go to a man. That's the Catholic thing I don't get.
Yeah, well, there's one God and one mediator, the man Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
So the Lord Jesus is our intercessor. But it's good to work in with different people because if you just stick to one church and people are suiciding, families are being destroyed, and when you relate to a lot of people, they have a different thing.
Yeah, I'd have a conversation with them.
We relate to Christ and everyone because it's a whole new agenda. And that's what I said to them, that we belong to the apostolic ministry, whereas everyone has a ministry today. You can't go back into the old way of just shut down and it's just between you and God and you're the only one. We have to be there for everyone today. But it was interesting, pigs and sustainable purpose. Over in Africa, they have the gift of piglets, which helps them sustain their families because a lot of the families are dying of starvation. And you know what the pig does to the Islamicist militant? He can't stand pigs because to eat pigs is blasphemy. So it scares the pigs off. It scares all the Islamicists or the extremists.
Mensana in corpore mensano, Latin, means of sound mind and of sound body. What the Muslim hasn't realised is that the parable they've copied from the Bible about not eating pig meat has a secondary meaning. What it means is don't do what a pig does. The Bible itself actually has more meats than just pig meat that you're not allowed to eat, and they're all referring to things that happen throughout Scripture.
Now, they prayed for the community, for the shifting paradigms where people choose to change for the better of their situation. Pray for the church, spiritual growth and discipleship. Pray, God, for our beautiful city, Kirikiriroa. And even the priest who talked there, he seemed to know scriptures. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation and constant in prayer. So that was wonderful to be part of that whole group there. I kind of felt accepted because if all the attacks I've had, and I've had to bring in the police against a threatening to kill charge, and I've been rejected when I do my Elvis act because they found out that I'm a very political person. What does that say about the system?
So political.
Freedom of expression, does it really count in the system?
Just got my drum kit together and we got boom.
Remember years ago we were standing in a friend's office, you and I, Jack, and I said there is a very fine line between controversy and distaste. And you, Mr. Galen, are great at not knowing where that fine line is.
But I was sharing with Phil this morning and he was saying to me, if people just... wanting to talk about music, all kinds of music, but it's not relative to something that's different, something that gets people attention. You see what I'm trying to say, Jenny? If you're not controversial, if you don't cross the line sometimes...
Your whole motives for this show...
You sound boring.
I know, but
bland.
Your whole motives for this show...
Yep.
is conspiracy theories and political
views.
No,
my whole motive is being a self-determined and representing people's right to freedom of expression, being who you are. So I'm representing people throughout New Zealand, you know.
So political views, yeah?
No, who people really are.
Okay, yeah? All right, we'll go with that.
People's higher power.
So, but you're known around Hamilton as the white Tamaiti, essentially.
Are you saying that I'm known as a stirrer?
Your views are egocentric and they can breach on distaste. And
no.
That's that.
No.
They can.
Because if I think of the majority and I try to walk a mile in people's shoes, I'm there for everyone. So.
Excuse me, Jack, you're just making me think of scripture. There was a couple of servants of God that were a couple of stirrers because they were so confidential.
Confrontational? What was that?
Very confrontational. There was a couple of stirrers in the Bible, and they were Jesus' disciples, and they were stirring it up, and they wanted to get rid of them. I can't. Oh, wow. It's in there somewhere. I'm going to find it.
If you're going to be a faithful Christian and identify with Christ, you will be persecuted. Yeah.
And you will have opinions that contradict other people's.
Right.
Because remember that there's the Christian world and then there's the outer world, which is much bigger than the Christian world.
Yeah, the multitudes.
You can be understanding or moderate things, but don't deny your own principles, who you really are.
Exactly.
Because if I deny myself as a father, as a male, and go along with anything, then who am I?
Yeah. And I mean, it says in the Bible that in the end times, there will be a lot of funny things happening and authority will go where it shouldn't go.
Like mass delusion. I know that one.
Yes. Psychosis.
This morning they were talking about a New Zealand Christian network that's operating throughout New Zealand. We need our own network of buddy supporters, Daystar apostles. We need apostolic ministers throughout the country. Because if we're to work with fathers and mothers and we're to reduce the suicide toll, we have to have our own, you out there, if you're a Christian, get on board with us, promote Christ, know who you are in the Lord Jesus. We need a Christian network.
I have two mental health updates.
Yep.
Mental health.
And, or, you know, that prevention. We are active back at the Western Community Centre in Norton.
Good.
I've picked it back up after my operation.
Yep, wonderful.
And yesterday was National Suicide Prevention Day.
Oh,
I think
awesome.
You guys should, take a minute.
This is interesting that Steve Diamond committed suicide after a lie detector said he had been unfaithful to his wife. And that was the Jeremy Kyle show in America. His show was taken off the air because he was the cause of that guy taking his life.
Yeah.
So we need to respect all those who've taken their lives, commit their spirits to the Lord Jesus Christ, receive their spirit, Lord Jesus.
Is that what happened to Jeremy Kyle?
That's what happened to Jeremy Kyle. He was taken off
the
air.
Do you know the media said it's because he got hit in the head with an envelope? By an angry client.
They lied.
That's so funny. Not funny that the guy, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's got nothing to do with an envelope, ITV.
So
let's go.
We remember all those who have taken their lives.
And anyone out there thinking about it, there's more to life than death.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right. Now, psychopumps are pathfinders who are neutral and immune to death and ethics. In 1 Peter 3, verse 18, Christ died once and for all for the righteous for the unrighteous, and was made alive in the spirit, in which he went and preached to those in the grave. So it means there's hope for people. To this end, Christ died and rose again that he might become Lord of the living and the dead. And Christ is the Lord of the dead. And we can commit everyone who took their lives to the Lord Jesus, to his love and his mercy. I don't believe in a dead zone. To me, it's happening over there, you know, the saints on both sides of the veil. Okay, a lot of Christians are saying, oh, they are in a dead zone. We can't pray for them, or we can't commit them to Christ. That is wrong. That I don't go along with that teaching. And Michael Gabriel Farnuel Rafel. Michael also is a psychopomp. He can intercede, you know, that they take saints to heaven, okay, and we're able to commit our loved ones. Okay, and that's why it's important to understand psychopomps or intermediaries. You know what I mean? Okay, changing the kiwi as the national bird symbol. They reckon that they've found the tuatara, the kakapo, or the kia. Perhaps the tihokioi eagle.
The tui.
It's a pity we didn't have monkeys. They could put three monkeys up there to represent our three prime ministers.
Because the kiwi eats grubs.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone at home, virtual high five to the brother. Virtual high five. Whoa.
But I think we need a stronger symbol, don't you? Then a kiwi that walks around in the dark and eats grubs.
Yeah. No, the three monkeys, I like it.
I can't remember.
Definitely the three monkeys.
What about the tihokioi eagle? That was once around.
A quick word for the Justice Department out there. You're about to get a wake-up call that's going to change your way, full stop.
Amen.
Karu.
Uh-oh.
I've got a bit on those clowns.
The lion eagle star. Now, did you realise there's been 45 homicides this year in this country, murders? But how many by mental health consumers?
That's always the interesting question.
Yeah, because I've been attacked by a mental health consumer threatening to kill, and I've had to go to the police and lay a charge and one thing or another. But did you realise with the neighbourhood war in Grey Lynn, one dead, three shot, five murders in the last 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Murders seem to be on the increase in this country.
I think it's more you and I, ourselves, I think we should focus more on how many of those wrongful deaths, because you said homicide,
yep,
are inflicted by oneself.
Do you think they're caught? I mean, it might sound like a real dumb question.
Are committed through someone who's angry with someone else and then they attack them with a knife.
You said something about the suicide statistics before.
Sorry.
That's like real. I know it might sound dumb, but that's just real chronicle division. I'm so right, I'm going to kill you. That's pretty messed up.
I don't know.
So what I'm basically saying is in Venezuela, freedoms and democracies are at stake. They're electing judges for political leaders to control the people in breach of economic treaties. This is over in Mexico, okay? The elite media censorship controls the narrative. So the right wing is
everywhere, Jack. China, India, Israel, you name it, it's happening. Syria, that sort of the control, Iranian government, they're all controlling what their people are allowed to look at.
They're creating an underclass.
America, like for instance, we're not allowed that song where I'm glad I'm not a Kennedy. They can't play that in America.
Yeah. So the underclass is suffering throughout the world. The darkness is growing. People are dying of starvation. And in countries, democracies and freedoms are being stolen from people. It is time for self-determination. It is time for a revolution. It is time for people to wake up to what's really coming down on our society.
Yeah, you're preparing people for the body of Christ by the sound of that, Jack.
Yep, and the New Jerusalem, which is the heavenly descending Daystar apostleship. And we have 12 modules here. Ephraim, Andrew, Celestial Man. People like my yellow jacket because they reckon the black jacket, you know, it sort of steps up my image, doesn't it?
I reckon you look like a walking lily, but, you know, each their own, mate.
Now, you had something to read there, didn't you?
Just promoting the private prosecution thing. I've got Jack Gielan, a suicide grief counsellor, can verify the astronomical state of suicide in this nation. Aotearoa is directly connected to the fact of the atrocities that are caused through bad corporate entity ministries that go unchecked and unpunished while real fathers get incarcerated or are left in depression or disarray, which leads to suicide. White-collar corporate or just rat criminals, lawyers, liars, judges, maggots, make money from a fallen system that hates families while the children carry on while the children carry on suffering and drowning.
You see, I've been here for 22 years promoting buddy support and grief counselling in this country. And yet people still attack me for attending a funeral where I wanted to put lifelines in place in the community for the young people. So I'm saying that even in Hamilton, people can be a bit right-wingish about all about the rich, you know what I mean? Not there for the poor and the needy.
Don't get me started. Like, so I've been on welfare on and off for a lot of my adult life, like a lot of young people out there.
Yeah.
And the attitude you get in a city that is full of farming sort of people.
Yeah, conservatives.
Is not a nice one when you're very sick.
Yeah. Oh, you're sick or you live on the street or whatever.
Yeah, or you live on the street or you're sodomized.
They don't give a damn.
Like,
we've worked all our lives, we've earned this house, so we don't care what happens to you, to your family.
That is not the New Zealand we know, and that is not why we stay here.
Right. In the old days, you could go for a walk and leave your house unlocked.
Yeah.
You could talk to your neighbour. It was totally different then. But now we live in a sort of an electrified society. No one gives a damn. No one considers you on the road. And
I have a conservative friend who owns an estate, right? And he was on the welfare for like maybe 10 years.
Yep.
I have never been on the welfare for at least 10 years.
Yep.
And he is a sort of a farmy person, but he constantly criticises the poor.
Yeah.
And it's to criticise the poor.
So if you're fearless and you stand up for these truths.
10 years, never.
And you have the strength for your convictions, the system and the high class people, they don't like you.
It's like they get amnesia, these rich people.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They think they're God. Basically, yes, we must worship. No, it's not going to happen, buddy.
No offense to rich people, because there are some beautiful rich people out there, like Jan Marie Quinn.
Yeah, and
she's a beautiful rich person. They
actually give to the organisations, you know, they help people.
They support private charities. Have you seen what Matthew Ducey's been doing, the minister?
Yeah, what's he been doing?
He's been giving money to all of our charities.
Yeah, and also there are Christian groups that invest money, and you can give money to them, and they give the interest to needful charities. I felt that was good. I actually met them there today. But Pope Francis is talking about the intention for the cry of the earth. We pray that each one of us will hear
Catholics, mate.
And take to heart the cry of their own people.
Mm.
So do we take to heart the cry of those suffering around us, the needy people? Do we take to heart for integral human development and for the common good?
Did he ask Israel to stop murdering their neighbour?
Yeah, well, I got my own personal study on the guy too, but, you know.
But that's interesting what you say, Jeff, because the NATO allies accused China of enabling Russia against the Ukraine. And the MI5 British Secret Service warning Israel about the shadow war with Iran. And stopping arms sales, and Russia and China could get involved. So
that's misinformation
weaponry.
By design, Jack. They're designing them, preparing for a war, so that all that information they're giving you is misinformation, intentionally psychological warfare.
Yeah. But that goes under the ground, bro. I mean, it goes way deeper than that.
Yeah, coming back to the piglet, here's some people in Africa who are starving, and they have to grow and bring up little piglets just to stay alive. And they have to scare off the Islamicists, because they're going to get killed and done over as Christians by the Islamicists, the extremists. So therefore, Israel has the right to defend itself against Hamas and all these surrounding
they're not
with the ring of fire.
Jack, they're on an offensive. It's not a defensive. It's called an offensive.
Yeah, these are our own opinions. We respect both sides of the perspective. But I love Abraham. He's our father. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I do promote the apostolic ministry, whereby we all have access to the Father. I'm against warfare or anything that attacks humanity. So I'm for both sides, really.
Well, I can only think of Revelation 3:9. Quickly, behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. And God is talking to Christ, the coming Christ.
Yeah, yeah. So there's true Israelites, spiritual Israelites, and there's false ones.
Anti-Semitic. It's called anti-murder and anti-war. Those leaders in Israel are not Jews anyway. There are real Jews all around the world calling for a ceasefire and the full withdrawal of troops and a complete resignation of Netanyahu's government.
Yeah, can we just dump this word Jew for a minute and just say Christian? Because that's the bigger picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to be Jew and I want to be Christian are two different things. You've got your head banging Jew in Israel that worships a wall.
You've got your bogan Jew. You've got
You've got your hypnotized mushroom that's walking around this thing called Mecca.
So we all
hasn't figured out that that's all mind control as
well. We all have to recognise these globalists lurking in the shadows have infiltrated governments worldwide.
Gentile,
their mission is
right.
to bring the world's economic forward.
They're chauvinists as well, by the way.
Okay.
All men
most of the
Mecca.
Strategy is geared towards
careful,
rooting out
okay.
and eliminating
Got
the fearless. We need to be fearless. We need to stand in our particular belief. Okay? You also need to realise if you have dementia, 60% higher in poverty-stricken areas that you can step into the healing dome and you can be healed. Okay, and now if you have a bipolar disorder, these are the symptoms: inflated self-esteem, distractibility,
increased goal-directed
activity, doing things which are uncommon and which have an excessive capability for painful consequences. But we need to look at the solutions. What's your solution?
Solution to the war in Palestine. The war on bipolar.
How do you calm yourself? You breathe in, Lord Jesus.
So my friend, he's a psychiatrist, right?
Yep.
And he gave me a lot of research on lithium and what it's done for about since the beginning of time, because it's on the periodic table.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And it actually is responsible for moderating bipolar patients because
I have a simple answer. I go, oh God, I'm being a bit bipolar. Jesus, help me.
Yeah, but hold on a minute. When you look at this diagram here, it's
your neurotransmitters.
On fire. Look at that. That's a red brain with a bit of yellow in it and so
it
forth.
It moderates.
On fire. How do you quieten your mind?
Science
over here.
Oh, good on you.
It moderates your neurotransmitters so that your brain is not going too fast or too slow.
So you believe in the singularity theory then?
No. I do not.
Simon, how do you calm down?
Oh, pray. Jesus, help me. I'm being a bit bipolar.
And guess what?
I'm okay. Lord Jesus.
It's an element. It's not a drug.
Yeah.
It's just there. It's created.
I reckon bipolar can be built into your character from your parents.
It has a chemical reaction with the body and people are better off without it.
We all have to keep calm.
They are not.
But we're given a gift with it too.
In combination.
It's the gift of visionary, being able to see things in the broader view.
So I think it's a very effective mechanism for helping bipolar disorder. Any type of bipolar disorder. And I also think that it's better to have like a broad range of factors contributing to your mental wellness, like
talking,
in combination with the lithium. You don't have to do the lithium because for 20% or 10% of people, it doesn't work for them.
You had a look at the medical marijuana?
I won't ask that question.
Get on a natural high of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Your higher power.
Amen.
Because I believe a lot of mental health consumers are too dependent on drugs.
Yeah.
And they need to slowly come off the drugs and depend on the Lord Jesus and be open to
it's sad to say I had a friend we were trying to get a friend out of Henry Bennett and they had to drug her up before we took her out. That's sad, man.
But that's also in line with the Māori philosophy, Hauora. You need to look at all four factors of your health.
Yeah. Now, coming back to this prayer breakfast, that was kind of wonderful. We prayed for the nation. We prayed for the new Māori queen. Etepoa, and it was wonderful to see that a bishop actually baptized her. So my heart rejoiced to find that she was a Catholic because she had recognized the Mother Mary and the Black Madonna, and she would unite all the tribes together to stand up for themselves because their fight becomes our fight with the treaty and the lower class people throughout the country. We need to fight for those within the community, that people are empowered to take ownership, that all people know
amen.
That there is hope. They are loved. They are not alone. You are loved through the Lord Jesus.
Even with
you are
this
not alone.
Whole ownership thing, don't go down to manufactured scarcity. It's always been abundance and plenty. And I don't mean stuff too. I mean in your head.
And we need to pray for the church, for unity, which comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for our city. Pray for our city officials, Mayor Paula Southgate and Jack Keelan, because he also is a political
and pray
activist.
For the lost sheep, the ones that Christ's going to round up, these Muslims, these Hindus, these Buddhists and these Hare
And you
Krishnas.
Need to become part of the New Zealand Christian Network. Get on board with us. Acknowledge
There's a
high
thing.
Power.
There's a thing.
The Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so this is from the Fringes for another week. It's been good talking to you about very pertinent matters that relate
Peace
to all of us.
Peace be with you, everybody.
Okay, from the Fringes for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.